Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. 7 o'clock hour. Coming up later in the hour, we'll be visited by Dr. Joe Fish, the sports psychologist, and also by the great Ruben Amaro Jr., Al, who will attempt to solve the quarterback controversy, the Ben Simmons issue, and then resolve the issues involving baseball, all in a two-hour period. Oh. That man, for what we're paying him, we're getting a good deal there. And we're getting a good deal talking to this brilliant man, too, Mr. Brandon Graham, sponsored by Panther East. Panther East is the premier distributor of tools, safety equipment, fasteners, and material supplies for contractors. Visit PantherEast.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of the Eagles defense, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, man. What's up? How that mustache treat you?
I only put it on for one reason, Brandon, because I had heard a rumor that you yourself are growing a Fu Manchu mustache. Is that correct?
Nah, I'm going to leave that to Gardner. I'm going to leave that to him.
All right, well, then help me out here. What'd you see there from the backup quarterback? How'd you like the way he played Sunday up in the Meadowlands?
Man, you know, it's always a great problem to have when you got two good quarterbacks, you know, on your team. It was good for him to get, I'm sure, for him to get a win and to play, especially for his case. Seeing him excited, the way he was cheering with his dad and all that, that was a long time coming for him. And I was excited for him because that was an opportunity for him.
All right. There's no doubt in your mind, Brandon, that if Jalen Hurts is ready to play after the bye, Jalen Hurts plays.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, it was cool because we knew we had the bye week coming in and we had a winnable game. And they wanted to, you know, let Gardner get out there and, you know, see what he could do. And so I'm so happy everything went well for him and the way he played. He leaned on Goddard, that boy Goddard, man. He's like Coach said, he's a monster. And I think they just wanted to just see what all they had. And it was a great opportunity for him to get out there so Jalen can get healthy for when we make this run on the last four games.
Well, these next four games are huge, especially the first one after the bye, home against Washington, Brandon. Who gives the Eagles a better chance to win that game, Hurts at quarterback or Minshew?
I mean, I'm going with Hurts. You know, both of them great, but you know, I'm a go what started me off in the season, and I'm gonna go with Hurts, and you know, that's how I feel on that.
All right, here's the thing, now. All right, Brandon, you are a big game player. You won this city a Super Bowl. How hard is it going to be for you to watch these huge games coming up and not being able to play?
Man, it's the first time I have been on the sideline where, you know, when we need that, when we got to have it these last, well, most of the time it's been these last couple of years, it's been the last, like every game is a playoff game. And that's how we're looking at it. Every game up to this point, if we lose one, we're not going to the playoffs. We're going home. And so it's playoff mentality right now, right when we get done from bye week, is we gotta win all four to get in that wild card. And man, I'm loving our chances. I'm excited for what's to come. But it's playoff football starting next week.
All right, now listen, the next question is the key one in this conversation. I'm saying it ahead of time because I have done extensive research on this, Brandon, and the Eagles' chances to make the playoffs are far greater if Dallas beats Washington on Sunday during the Eagles' bye week. Will you, Brandon Graham, root for the Cowboys on Sunday?
I probably won't root for them, but I know what's at stake, so I'm hoping that things play in our favor towards the end of this season.
That's a weasel answer, Brandon.
That's a political answer.
Hold on a minute. So you're acknowledging that a Dallas win would help your team, but you can't bring yourself to actually root for them.
Hey, I can't root for them, but I know for sure that we need every game that we can get ourselves. So we got to make sure we take care of business. And if the universe take care of that for us, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy with that too.
All right. Oh, Brandon, here's where the question is going to get a little tougher now, because Rhea and I both were very frustrated with the first half and the defense. The Jets are not a team you expect to take it all the way down three times for scores. One, they got a break on the kickoff, but the other two right down the field. Brandon, what are you watching in the first half with your defense getting run over by a really poor Jets offense? What'd you say?
You know what? They made some great plays in there. Zach Wilson, man, he's got a great arm. He was in there getting rid of the ball, and you know they just had a great first half. But I think that we adjusted well in the second half, and that's what the game all about. We didn't put ourselves behind. You know what I'm saying? So I was happy that the way we adjusted, and then we start making stops and getting off the field, because on defense, the whole goal is to get off the field and create turnovers. And I was happy that the guys buckled down and not worried about the first half and got it together the second to get the win.
Hey, Brandon, Jonathan Gannon yesterday actually acknowledged that his game plan wasn't great initially because the Jets were doing things he didn't anticipate. Have you ever experienced in your career, you're on the field first couple of series and you realize the plan is not working? What's that like? And do you actually offer input into the coaches to fix what's wrong?
You know what? It's both ways. We communicate with him on how we're getting blocked up front, how they're protecting in the pass game. Like if me and Fletch getting doubled on our side, we'll tell them they're getting the one-on-ones on the right, so we might want to come. Like sometimes he'll dial up a blitz Schwartz will dial up a blitz during that time on the right side away from us, just so that he can free up, you know, a couple guys and get them one-on-one matchups. But I think that, it's great that Gannon is taking ownership, but it's all of us together. And some of us, his game plan might have been, you know, not working in the first half, but I'm happy the way he adjusted. And the team, the boys on the sideline wasn't really rattled. They just knew that it was some different things that was going on, and which is cool, because most of the time, I mean, they professionals too, but how we adjust is big, and I'm glad that we adjusted well, because you're right, it's not cool seeing them go down the field, up and down the field on you, and we can't get a stop or even get them to punt. You know, it's not a great feeling at all, and I'm happy that they got it together in the second half.
Brandon, there's one number here I'm going to run by you. The record, individual one-player record for sacks of the season is a guy can't stand, Michael Strahan, 22.5 1 year. The Eagles as a team with four games to play have 21. That's not nearly enough, Brandon. Is that missing Brandon Graham? Give me your thoughts on why there have been so few sacks by this defensive line.
Well, you know what? It was tough, you know, losing me too, because it frees up a lot of guys too, because now they just focus in on, you know, Fletch and, you know, now Hargrave, and then you know, a lot of guys getting rid of the ball fast. I mean, there's no knock to nobody, but it's a chemistry that you have to have as you rushing the quarterback. And you know, I feel like, of course, you know, I feel like I can help, you know, in that area a little bit. And you know, sometimes even if I'm missing the sack, it all works together. If a guy is disruptive and getting back there and getting the quarterback to take his eyes off from down the field because he's feeling the pressure, I think that, you know, that would have definitely helped in that area. But you know, it is what it is. the boys don't get it done his last four games. And we know how these sacks come. When they come in bunches. So hopefully, we can pick that up, because you're right. 2021 is look, I'll take it if we win it. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. but you're right. We want that as up front. We want to be able to get after that quarterback. And I think that the boys needed this bye week, and them boys going to get it right these last four.
No, but here's the thing. I'm already anticipating next season, and I do anticipate you will be healthy and back. You're going to be back, right? You're going to be okay? You're going to be ready to play next season?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm up right in there training now, feeling good. My Achilles is all healed up. I start running in a couple weeks, well, a week and a half. And, I'm excited, man, for that. But we're going to finish off the season strong. I'm going to give them everything I got, mentally and, spiritually, and, just make sure all my voice is, just being heard out there. So, just let the boy, I just want to help in any way that I can, make sure that we end this season off right. And then who knows what's going to happen in the playoffs. All we need to do is just get hot at the right time.
Listen, I introduce you as the heart and the soul of that defense, because you are. The heart and soul of the offense is Jason Kelce. We saw what happens when he leaves the game. Are you going to talk to him, Brandon? I need you to, talk to him and make sure he plays at least one more year. He's so good, man. He's so good.
Man, that's what I'm telling you. It don't seem like he's slowing down at all.
No.
And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we pamper him to get him ready for next year. I'm going to be like, man, you ain't got to do much, man. Just train. Do what you got to do. When you come back, we're going to make sure we take care of you, because we got to make another run.
I'm loving it. Brandon, always an honor to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Brandon Graham out, protecting the quarterback, protecting the he's a politician.
Yeah, he knows what to say.
You really got to work around some of it. But he did say that, it kind of said that he will hope the Cowboys win on Sunday because it'll help the Eagles. And that's going to be hard for people. But you know what? You got to deal with reality.
Yeah.
And a little later, I'll play for you what Mike Quick said about it. There's nobody more an Eagle than Mike Quick.
Yeah.
He was odd with the afternoon show yesterday, and he made it clear where he is on that game Sunday. That game to me Sunday, Al, is another Eagles game. I'm approaching it the same way. I am not doing one thing different.
Well, you have to. You have to approach it, because you can't, actively root. I mean, it's a
weird spot to actively root.
No, you can't. You
have to.
You're rooting for the score.
I am rooting for what is best for my unit.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard to when the Cowboys make a big play.
No, when they show Jerry Jones up in a luxury box,
you hear about
I'm going to go, give him hell, Jerry. You the man.
Watching games naked or something?
What's that?
Now, why do you tell me stuff like that?
Who's watching games naked?
Jerry Jones.
He is?
I don't know. Something came out of some interview we had
on
the radio.
Because I'll tell you the truth, though. I mean this when I say it.
What the hell?
If you said to me you could guarantee that the Cowboys win Sunday, I'd go buck naked.
Well, here we go.
I'd go buck naked.
There's two people no one wants to see naked.
Why don't you watch it with him, with that wig?
Hey.
Just the wig and nothing else on. I like it. Charlie's up from Orland. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind today, pal?
What bugs me is the people who say that the only reason Minshew had a good game is because they played a lousy Jets team.
Yeah.
And they have to remember the week before,
Hurts
had
Giants.
A 17 quarterback rating against a Giants team.
Yeah,
100%. You know what? I believe the Eagles would have won last Sunday with Hurts. I do not believe that the Eagles won the week before, but would have if they had Minshew. The Eagles would be 7-6 right now if Minshew played the Giants game. And that's my fear, Charlie, that you're going to get into some kind of a shootout and you're not going to have a passing game because the wrong guy's throwing a ball.
And a quarterback controversy will start when Hurts has a bad first quarter, first half.
How right you are. Let me tell you, all these morons, 78% now vote yesterday. There's no quarterback controversy. Talk to me in the second quarter if it's 10-0 Washington and Hurts has done nothing offensively. Then email me then, you morons, and tell me whether there's a quarterback controversy when 68,000 people, including Rhea Hughes, are clamoring for the arrival of Gardner Minshew and the Fu Manchu.
Won't be pretty.
It won't be pretty. Charlie, give me somebody who's cool.
Broadway Joe Namath.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Now, I got number four, Al. What did he just win?
Broadway Joe Namath gets you a $25 Wendy's gift card.
It's a great one.
New fry.
These are all great things you can re-gift. I got Dan, Mark, Cliff, and Andy coming up. There's room for you right now. Are you not cool? You don't know who cool people are like Gardner Minshew? All you got to do, past or present, is name a cool person. Now, so far, who have they named?
Billy D. Williams and some old-timers. Dean Martin, Jim McMahon, Joe Namath.
And the guy I just named.
Who was that?
Oh, my God.
215-592.
I don't know how you go through life.
Al, how do you? Like, by the end of the day, you go, man, I just squeezed by another one.
Yeah, it's a short sunset today.
215-592-9494. We got a lot of ground to cover. We come back, I will prove for you conclusively 100% that we are in the midst right now of a quarterback controversy. You don't have to listen to me this time. I'll bring on some experts. WIP Sports Time 7:15.
We've got the cold weather here today. Chances some flurries. And that means one thing. You're going to be seeing higher energy bills. Rising natural gas prices are affecting everyone, but the good news is Window Nation is here to help. For a limited time, get 50% off all style windows, bays, bows, double hung, and sliders, and get a house of windows for only $99 a month. It's basically a cup of coffee per day. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION or at windownation.com. It's an incredible deal that will only go through the end of December. Living with old, inefficient windows is going to cost you a fortune, especially this winter. Window Nation has first-class expert installers who will improve and enhance your home with your choice of their custom-made, high-quality windows using superior products. It's an investment that pays off for you and your family with lower energy bills. So don't get left in the cold. This deal won't last long. Get 50% off any style windows and only $99 a month for a house of windows. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
All right, welcome back. We have a very unusual situation right now in the studios here at WIP Radio. Mm-hmm. All right, sitting in with us, Al, but not yet contributing, is the esteemed clinical psychologist. He does some sports.
Yeah.
Dr. Joe Fish.
Yeah.
Centers for Sports Psychology throughout the area.
Yeah.
He would like to monitor the conversation right now about quarterback controversies and then check in on the psychology of it. Is that deep?
Yes.
And then he will tackle the Ben Simmons case.
Good luck with that.
But right now, Al, he wants to monitor. And the timing is just right because we had a poll yesterday. Ava, why don't you give me the poll that we're in right now Yesterday we did a poll. Is there a quarterback controversy? 78% said no.
I'm actually going to just...
And they were all wrong. They were all in denial.
It's still 78% they said are, no,
by the way. Lock that down. I don't want to hear
it's
that anymore. It's insulting.
It's done.
I asked one today that I would win.
Okay.
Give me that one.
All right. It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealership's closer than you think. Are you impressed with the work of Nick Sirianni's assistants so far this season? 75% said no.
3 out of 4 out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those votes are against Jonathan Gannon, who really slung some BS yesterday. I mean, really heavy, heavy duty stuff. But, all right, there is no controversy. Let me get Mike up from Douglasville, because Mike does not think there's a controversy. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
There's no controversy here at all, Mike?
No, the head coach came out and said that Jalen Hurts is the starter.
And he gets to decide that, or do we, as the fans of that team, get to decide if there is a debate, a tug of war about who should be our quarterback? Who gets to decide that?
Well, I mean, if you're a talk show host, I guess you get to make your own decision on that. But, come on. Let's be real here. Gardner Minshew is not going to turn out to be anything more than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Career backup who will show up in some games when needed.
Yeah.
Usually against the Eagles.
And what's Hurts going to be? Do you know yet?
See, that's the thing. We don't know what Hurts is going to be yet. Does he have a lot of promise? Yes. But are there obvious downsides right now? Yes. But you need to give him the time to actually grow. And this, all this talk about should we start the backup or, creating this issue is not going to help him in any way, shape, or form. It's only going to mess with him.
It is not going to mess with him. Believe me, this is not Carson Wentz, Mike. This is a guy who's strong-minded. You understand? This guy is not worried about what we say. He went to Alabama. He went to Oklahoma. Now he's been here for a year.
That everybody does have a breaking point at some point.
He does not have a breaking point because radio's talking about who should the quarterback be. Let me put you on hold for a minute, Mike. I want you to hear a couple of things and then tell me if you agree there's no controversy. Al, if Mike Quick is openly speculating about who would give the Eagles a better chance to win against Washington, doesn't that indicate it's an issue?
Absolutely.
Yesterday, Mike Quick on the afternoon show right here with, I believe this is with John Ritchie and Joe DeCamera. And here is what Mike Quick said about who gives them a better chance.
First of all, I think Gardner played great on Sunday. Hit, 11 or some crazy number in a row. Maybe it was 14 in a row before he had a miss. But he was just really good. And I like the way he ran the offense. I like the way the guy plays. I like the fire that he plays with. And if you're just going for next week's game, he may give you the better chance to win. But I don't think this season is about that. You've got to look at what's going to be best for this team on an overall picture.
All right, listen to me. It is for me. When that game starts a week from Sunday, I don't give a damn about next year. I want to win that game. Rhea, do you want to win that game? You're going to it.
Oh, no. When you're there, you want them to win. But that's Quick's point is the same as the caller Mike's point. And I get that. If this year is about finding, but I don't know if he's ever going to be that guy. What I learned.
I want to win Sunday.
What I learned on Sunday is Gardner Minshew's a very good backup. And I don't know if Jalen Hurts is ever going to be the guy.
Well, let me give you more. Donovan McNabb.
Wait a minute. You.
All right, shut up. I use what I have. All right? Just shut up. All right. Anyway, Donovan McNabb was on WIP earlier this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan McNabb, little do we know, Al, is a consultant to Jalen Hurts. That alarms me some.
All right.
But he also was discussing quarterback controversies in the city, which he was involved in when he was here.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been talking to Jalen ever since his name was called. And so, Jalen is well prepared for any and everything that he's been faced with or is going to be faced with. And we know being in Philadelphia, it's always going to be, it's going to be a Minshew effect. Everybody's going to be wearing mustaches and everybody's going to be talking about how much they love him. And it happens. But you know what? At the end of it all, Jalen will probably be back next week. And then they make the playoffs, then he just do his job. If he does his job, then you don't worry about it.
That's right. Right.
And as he says that, Al,
you even have the mustache.
He knew Donovan knows that.
I will place my Fu Manchu back on. Ruben and I just walked in. Ruben, I now have my Fu Manchu.
Very attractive.
You loving it? You taking it?
Oh, it's perfect.
When I get home today, do I get a little sugar?
It's so you. There's no question.
Honey, get ready.
I didn't think
ready.
You could change it up.
Your man will be home in 2 hours or so.
Yeah, she left the dog alone.
And finally, hold on. Keyshawn Johnson.
Whoa, no.
On ESPN.
No
I've
way.
Never used him before. Al, he was really good on this.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Philly and quarterbacks. Listen to Keyshawn.
What I would say about Philadelphia is the backup quarterback is always the favorite in Philadelphia. I can go back as far as I remember from my time just playing in the league alone. Whether it's Corey Detmer, whether it's Kevin Cobb, whether it's Michael Vick, whether it's Nick Foles, whether it's Jeff Garcia. I could just go on and on and on and on and on about the backup quarterback in Philadelphia. They have this, I don't know, this lust for backup quarterbacks in Philadelphia. One or two wins. Get him out! Get the sports talk radio early in the morning, Jake. Get him out!
All right, now I ask you. Al, I
really
asked.
How does he know that much?
Very good imitation.
That was incredibly knowledgeable.
He went right down the list.
I ask you one question. If the country is debating it, or at least taking shots at us for debating it,
he forgot Bobby
isn't
Hoyer.
It a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, in Philadelphia it is.
Is it?
We live in Philadelphia.
Angelo.
Is
when
it?
When the news came out on Saturday night and you're on your way to dinner, I said, well, we got some issues
that's
tomorrow.
Too that's private. I don't go private.
No, well, I'm going private. You were laughing hysterically.
No,
though.
I don't remember any of this.
Quarterback controversy.
Rhea, that's private time. I don't want that out. Ruben Amaro, you know this city. Come on. Quarterback controversy or not?
We're the best front runners in the world here.
Thank you.
But there's not a controversy for me because Jalen Hurts is our quarterback.
I don't care if it's you. The city. The city. Is it a if everyone is debating it, isn't it a controversy?
I guess it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was more difficult than
wow.
I thought it was going to be.
I'm exhausted having to work for that. Let me go back to Mike now and see if I've changed his mind. Mike, you heard all that. You think there's a controversy.
Not for me.
Oh, Mike!
The reason that we are even bringing up the word controversy is because we're manipulating the idea of it. You
oh,
need
no.
to remember, the Jets did not game plan for Minshew. They had no idea he was going to start. Now, how they didn't know that, I have no idea. Right. That's terrible on the Jets. But at the same time, they were planning for a completely different style quarterback. So naturally, he's going to come in and succeed.
All right, I resent the early part where
naturally.
You think I'm manipulating a situation. No, I'm not.
You don't have to manipulate.
You would never.
What are you laughing at?
You would never.
Shut up,
Angelo, Rube. You were saying last week that you couldn't wait for this to happen because it was going into the bye week and you were going to stir the pot.
Oh,
see, this is the problem. I'm too honest. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I should not have shown my cards before the river. Is that the last,
wait, we're right
the last
next
card, right?
The river.
I think it's something like that. Anyway, Mike, give me somebody who's cool. I'll put you on the wheel.
I actually won the Jalen Hurts.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Great. Cool. I'm looking for cool. I got room for you if you want to call 215-592-9494. In a couple of minutes, we are going to get the input of the sports psychologist, Joel Fish. But he's been writing stuff down now.
Makes you nervous.
Doc, why don't you say hi to everybody right here, right?
Good morning, Angela.
Do you
good morning,
see
everyone.
That this is an intense conversation?
I can feel the heat rising.
He feels it out. He's feeling it. All right, let me get my NASA correspondent up here, Cliff and W. Letts. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, good morning. Can I weigh in on this a little bit?
Please, I would love you to.
Well, you have a general manager that says we want to be a quarterback factory, and then you have the coach that says competition is good. Why isn't there a quarterback controversy? Because they're both leaning towards that.
Exactly. I did this an hour ago. Number 9, John. Yeah, just listen to this. Rube, listen to this. This is a philosophy we were told before the first game. We were told that if you're going to play on Nick Sirianni's team, you're going to have to win your job. Listen to this.
Competition is great. Competition elevates everybody's play. If
everybody's play. And it, if you come in and you have somebody that's competing with you every single day, it makes you better. This is all part of the strategy of we want everyone to feel that they're competing for the jobs. I'm competing for my job. Shane's competing for his job. Gannon's competing for his job.
But here's the problem, Cliff. Rager's not competing for any damn job. He would be on the practice squad.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
That what we just heard is bull. Rube, is that bull what you just heard?
I don't know if it's bull, but I think
it's bull.
I think it's important for these guys to compete and to have somebody right up their ass.
All right. Has Rager won a job to you, Rube?
Not for me.
Not to you, right?
Not for me.
Did Minshew do enough in the one game to at least open the issue up as to whether he should be playing?
Oh, absolutely. He played well enough to win a National Football League game.
Sounds like a controversy to me. Cliff, what's going on up in the sky?
Well, this is going to be a busy week for non-astronauts. There's going to be 8 tourists that are going to go into space. In fact, we had 2 of them go up early this morning in snowy Kazakhstan. Russia launched Soyuz 20 with 2 Japanese tourists on board.
How much did they have to pay?
Well, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $35 to $50 million a seat.
$35 to $50 million a seat?
Yeah, a seat, yeah.
How long is the flight?
Well, they're going to be on the space station for 11 days.
Oh, okay. They're going all the way to the station.
Yeah. But there are ramifications because of this. You remember when Scott Kelly and his Russian counterpart did a year in space?
Yeah.
Back in 2016. It actually was 340 days. Well, there's 2 guys on the space station, Mark Vandehyde, the American, and cosmonaut Dupreve, who've been up there since March, and now they know that they're going to be in there for an extended stay because they had this flight and the flight before had tourists on it. So by my math, they're going to be up there at least 355 days and maybe even more.
Now, all right, here's the thing I need to know. Michael Strahan's going up really soon, isn't he?
Yeah, Thursday. And by the way, you can buy the Michael Strahan Blue Origin hoodie. It's on sale now.
No, I don't want that. Here's what I need, Cliff. I know it's only like 10 minutes, right? It's a really short flight.
Yes,
could that ship keep going and drop him off at the space station and never pick him up?
No, I never get that high.
Because that I would really like. Clifford W. Lentz, give me somebody who's cool.
I'm not cool, but the only person I can think of is Burt Reynolds.
Oh, hello. Reynolds. Yeah. And again, Al, very much with the mustache.
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that's a good price.
Oh, number one, $50 Visa gift card you got.
Rube, a mustache often can make you cooler, right?
It can, and it can also make you look a little ridiculous, too.
I now have the fake fu on.
Yeah.
Better or worse?
Probably worse.
Damn.
Good try, though.
Dr. Fish, is this a good look for me?
All I know is every time you put it on, you sit up straighter and you smile. You're feeling good, aren't you?
It's called machismo.
Oh, dear. I'm going to.
When we come back, Dr. Joel Fish will probe the question of a quarterback controversy. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 7:36.
Hey, basketball fans, celebrate the NBA's, believe it or not, 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because right now, new customers can place their first bet absolutely risk-free, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time. Whatever you want to do, maybe you just want to look at a player stat like total point, rebound, combine in with the team. You got a spread that you can work with. There's all sorts of ways to go, and it makes you in control of the game, and you can change it during it. It's just awesome, and it's so easy to use, whether it's your phone, your iPad, whatever it is. 1, 2, 3, you're in, and then you're in. You're having more fun than ever. FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, is official partner of 94 WIP, and there's no better way to place a bet on the NBA than on FanDuel. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using the promo code AL to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more memorable this NBA season. That's promo code AL.
All right, welcome back. It is 7:42 right now, and now we are going to tackle some even bigger issues, Al.
What do we got?
Well, we're going to do it at a higher level, at least, because we have Dr. Joel Fish here from the Centers for Sports Psychology. Dr. Fish, it is always an honor to have you at our show.
Thanks, Andrew.
And he actually called me. He summoned me via email a couple of days ago, and he was intrigued by the quarterback controversy.
Okay.
And, Doc, you were raising issues about how people feel about a quarterback controversy, because there's been a tug of war over whether there is one. Help me to understand the psychology of this.
I think that this is a situation that just is going to generate, obviously, a lot of opinions. And the quarterback position being the most important position is going to generate a lot of opinions. I happen to believe that quarterback controversies feed a hope for a lot of people. The backup feeds a lot of hope. We lived the quarterback poster child, Nick Foles coming in and winning. So there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of fantasy at this time of the year. Maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle again and do it. So you got a lot of people that say, let's roll with that. And then you've got the other camp that says, let's be a little more logical about this. We're still trying to figure out whether Jalen Hurts is a guy or not. Trust me, the answer to your question will be after a few possessions on Sunday. Because if the Eagles' offense isn't going the way we think it is, you're going to see a lot of those folks who are saying, let's be logical, being the ones that say, we want Manchu. Because when it comes to controversy, most of us don't feel 100% one way or another. It's like 60, 40, 70, 30. The real issue will be what happens after those first few possessions, I think.
I want you to understand that I've been talking about this nonstop all week, on and off the air. I never brought Foles up once. And you're 100% right. We were conditioned for this because we won our only Super Bowl with the backup quarterback. Al, that was all what you call subconscious.
Yes.
That was not in my conscious mind, but how do you do it? How do you get through it? Are you that smart every day?
Well, all I know is that we heard about Foles. He's just a backup. So I would agree with you. Consciously or unconsciously, that's in there. And you don't have to scratch the surface too far for all that to come out. A lot of that's coming out now.
It's coming
out.
As
we talk about Hurts and Manchu.
All right, Doc. Now I need to probe the human mind. All right? Minshew's in the game, 14 for 15, 3 touchdown drives. They're showing Hurts on the sideline. He's crestfallen. He seems to have a stone face. But something's going on up in his head as his replacement is crushing it. What's he thinking?
I think it depends how secure he is deep down inside. I think that's the issue here. And I read, I'm just the fan and watching like everybody else, that Jalen Hurts is really secure inside. So if he's really secure, the competitive gene in him, that competitive button is getting pushed. And I happen to believe he's watching this, and that's just sort of fueling his motivation to come out here and bring it on. When I come back, I'm going to show you. That's my sense for what I think he's feeling, because I happen to believe he's really secure and confident deep down inside.
Ruben Amaro, you competed for jobs most of your career in Major League Baseball.
I stunk.
Who was the who were you fighting for a starting job against? Can you name one guy?
I was just fighting for jobs. Kenny Lofton.
Kenny
Lenny
Lofton.
Dykstra,
Kenny Lofton.
West, you lost.
West,
player.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Shut up, Al.
Yeah.
Kenny Lofton.
West Chamberlain.
You're going back and forth, and they go 3 for 4. Ooh. And you're on the bench that day. You know, maybe you're platoon, whatever, right? Are you happy that they performed at a level that helped the team win? Are you unhappy that they're stealing your job?
A little bit of both. You know, I'm happy for the team because I want the team to win, obviously. But for me personally, yeah, I would love to get the opportunity. But you have to, as Joel said, I mean, to me, to be a real competitive athlete and to be able to have success, you have to be comfortable in your own skin and be able to kind of overcome that and utilize that. For me, it was I try to utilize that as some form of motivation.
Mm-hmm. All right, one other one here, Doc, that I want to know, because there's an extra element in this alleged quarterback controversy. Gardner Minshew is a character, right? He's got the bomber jacket. I have placed back on for the purposes of this question my Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, now my wife has seen and is called scary. So now I'm afraid, Al. I walk in the house and I scare my wife.
You're not driving a white van, are you?
Doc, if the guy is quirky and colorful, Does that even add an element to it? The guy comes out at the news conference, and every women are loving him. People are loving him. He's got the bomber jacket. He stole it, apparently, from Vince Papale. He's got the Fu Manchu going. Every other answer is, hey, man, and this man, and this man. It's cool. He's cool. Does that make it, does that add to it because people are going to like his personality?
Oh, I think that the backup, when they bring a jolt of energy and a jolt of personality, makes a big difference. I was listening to Miles Sanders, and you hear these guys talk about what it's like to have him in the huddle. So at this time of the year, four games to go, every game's important. Sometimes a change, especially with personality, gives a little jolt, and I think short-term that can really get a good response from other players.
All right, do not go anywhere. In the next session with the doctor after the top of the hour, he will tackle what you do if you wonder whether a man, namely Ben Simmons, is faking a mental issue so he doesn't have to play. If that, Al, if you lie sometime in this segment,
right?
Will Dr. Joe Fish know?
He assumes I lie all the time.
Wonder, like, he is a Al. He knows the human mind.
I lie to let people think I'm normal.
You're not. It's not working out. Mark is on a line for Wilmington. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's on your mind, Mark?
Most of the callers have already talked about the coaching staff. It's hard to really believe in them because we're starting to see, you know, with the head coach Sirianni making some better decisions and planning, and they start to take a step forward, and then they get on the press conference and they start talking and they completely lose credibility because, you know, you're not going to bamboozle or fool anybody in Philadelphia. They come on, we're going to compete. We're going to compete. We're, you know, going after the referees. We're going to compete. And then you see their whole game plan, especially on the defensive side, and they're so passive. It's absolutely ridiculous. And they're not aggressive at all. And he's selling this story of being aggressive. And we want to like it. He seems like a likable guy. He just doesn't seem believable. And as far as, you know, Jonathan Gannon, everything that comes out of his mouth is just crap. So,
hold on. Wait, I stop because I want to play a little bit of the crap. All right. Because, you know, people may have missed this. This stuff that he was selling yesterday, Mark, I was insulted to be a fan of the team. Do you understand? That defense was abysmal for three straight series against a putrid opponent. And then he comes out telling me he's proud. Listen to that.
What I'm very proud about, you know, we had a meeting yesterday with our players. And even as the game didn't go as we wanted it to, as it didn't start the way we wanted it to start, obviously, there was no panic, good resilience by our guys.
Good resilience? That's an awful team. Mark, how low is the bar when you're praising people who were putrid? That was awful. The first half of that game was the worst half the defense has played in this city in 10 years.
Against, like, the Little Sisters of the Poor or the Bad News Bears, it's like you're giving up three touchdowns in a row against arguably the worst team you're going to see all season, and you're actually complimenting your team, saying, that's part of the game. No, you suck. That's not part of the game.
Thank you.
Here's the other thing is – remember, it was like 3 years ago, and the receivers coach was talking about the one wide receiver who couldn't catch a cold. He was like our other version of Brager. And he said, man, when he lines up on the line of scrimmage, he looks terrific. Are you
Matt Collins.
Oh, Matt Collins. He ended up being good after he left, though.
Miami, right?
These guys didn't even know when they had a decent player. He's okay now. He's making some plays. Mark, I need somebody who's cool.
Well, real quick, I'll give you that, but with one exception, what does Fletcher Cox and Jonathan Gannon have?
What?
They're both sackless. Anyway.
Yeah, they both have zero sack. Actually, zero Fletcher sack. Has one sack.
Okay.
All right,
real
just
cool.
Say it.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, hello.
1,000%.
That is so cool. And he got nothing.
He got an autographed Keith Jones hockey card.
And it's worth nothing. Rube, yeah. You did a lot of news conferences.
Yep.
Did you ever lie?
Absolutely.
You did.
All the time.
All right, you did.
Had
see,
to.
I always see you as one of the most honest guys that did these things.
I avoided saying certain things just because I think it was better for the organization and better for a player or a manager, whoever, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, had to.
Does it have to be that brazen?
Yes,
the way
he
does it?
And Joel can talk a little bit more about this, but we're in a different world now. These guys have to be publicly praised. There's a they are raised in a very, very different environment now, and it's about more coddling than it is about – you can't do the Dallas Green and the Larry Boa anymore.
No.
It just doesn't motivate guys in a way that it used to. It didn't scare them. The scare tactic doesn't work anymore. And I think they have to be kind of lifted up in a different way. And again, Joel can talk a little bit more about this. But from my estimation and from my coaching experience, having gone from the front office to the field, what I've learned is these guys need to feel loved. They need to be supported in a different way than they once were.
Doc, are players now softer than they were? Do they need to be coddled?
I think they're different. I think that they're raised in a very different environment. I think that what Ruben's describing and what I keep hearing from coaches is before, I just could hold them accountable in any way that I needed to. Now I have to show I understand them and try to hold them accountable, and that's a big difference.
And why?
That's
a
big, and it's a challenge.
They're getting more money than ever.
Because
just do what you're told. Bosses are bosses. They get to tell you what to do.
I think it's part of a change where athletes now are not just being seen as machines, if you will. I think they're being seen as people. And so in order to get the most out of them, you got to treat them as a person who plays the sport. And that requires you to listen different, be understanding, and hold them accountable. So I just think they're different. I just think
Joe Fish is calling them soft, and he's right.
I think Joe Wechter makes a very good point. Listen, these guys are paid more than the coaching staff, like tons more.
Yeah.
And so they can just say, hey, they're not going to get rid of me. They'll get rid of you if I don't, you know. That's why it's so important as a coach and as a manager and as a leader of men or women, you have to be you have to be open and honest, and you have to be coddling in a lot of ways.
You have to know your people.
All right, Joe.
No
Joe Wechter has a final statement on this debate. Joe, would you please play your statement? Pussycats. 215-592-9494.
Dan Wechter.
When we return, it's going to get tougher for the doctor because he's going to try to figure out what's going on with Ben Simmons.
Oh, good luck.
And if somebody looks Dr. Joe Fish in the eye and tells him, yes, I've got mental issues, and he doesn't, would Dr. Joe Fish know?
Yeah.
We'll go right to that issue when we come back. Jump on board. You're going to win prizes. Most of our prizes are still up there. We got 8 prizes left. All you have to do to get a spin is name somebody who's cool. 215-592-9494 will get you on in the next half hour. WIP Sports Time at 7:55. Let me tell you about desperation. When you're out there and, man, you can't pay your bills, you got to get your medical bills paid. You got to receive the wages that you've lost because you got hurt on the job. You better have a great lawyer. And I know who those people are. They're the experts in this area. Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. The firm is the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania, and what makes them special is simple. They win. They educate their clients and would-be clients about their legal rights, including being able to receive workers' comp and Social Security disability benefits. And that's not all Pond Lee Hockey Giordano are about. I'll tell you what else they're about. They're about giving back to the community with their annual 25 Days of Giving. They're spreading holiday cheer every day throughout the first 25 days of December by contributing to local and nationwide charities. 25 days, 25 donations, 25 charities. Pond Lee Hockey Giordano wishes you a happy holiday. Go to pondleehockey.com to learn more about 25 days of giving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.